The Seaway is a major trade route that connects the Great Lakes to the Atlantic Ocean. Through October, Great Lakes ports moved 934,000 metric tons of grain on the Seaway, roughly a quarter more than the same time last year. Adam Tindall-Schlicht is administrator of the Great Lakes St. Lawrence Seaway Development Corporation. He says drought conditions in the Mississippi River are shifting grain exports to other shipping lanes, including the Great Lakes.
I anticipate that might be one reason why we're seeing this late push in export activity of agricultural commodities through the Seaway.
Not all Great Lakes ports are moving more grain. Shipments from the Duluth Superior port are down more than 13% and near record lows. That's due to higher rates for ocean-going ships that make it more costly to move. Daniel Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.